Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King, ladies and gentlemen. Bring us back.
No, I won't.
One of the greats. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, aspiring to be one of the greats. But we have one of the greats with us right now. Joyce Weiss is one of the greats. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She's helping us understand how conflict manifests as a result, as a byproduct, as a symptom of the disease of fear and uncertainty that we seem to have created in the workplace in the last couple of years. Joyce, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way,
folks, you can
find Joyce's work not only on her own website, joyceweiss.com, but also on the suite that we have created for her on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check all that stuff out. And they can find the 20 questions. I'm sorry, what'd you call
secrets.
Them? 20 secrets. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure we said that right. The 20 secrets, folks. This means nobody else knows but you and me. The 20 secrets on her website, joyceweiss.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
W-E-I-S-S. You can remember that if you're driving. Don't take your hands off the wheel. You can remember that. JoyceWeiss.com. Okay, Joyce, we're talking about these secrets. These are the secrets that are going to prevent the conflict from manifesting into something ugly. Sort of diffusing the conflict is what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yep. And besides the power talk formula, which is one of the secrets, the next one I call verbal aikido. And that's when someone pushes you. Usually we push back. When someone says something in a mean way, we usually throw it right back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of defending ourselves or not saying anything or thinking of that perfect answer on the way home, which happens to all of us, if you use verbal aikido, that's just a way of not pushing back. You pull back. For example, if somebody says to you, why are you always saying things like this? Instead of saying, I don't always say things like this, you could first of all say, what do you mean? Because maybe it's really not anything bad. But like you and I were talking about, many times we think that something's always about us.
I always say, you're one too.
Right? Yeah, well.
But aikido, the aikido would be to say something like, "Oh, well, can you get? You know what? I don't mean to do that. What? Can you give me an example?"
And that what you just did is the perfect example. That's pulling back. That's forcing them to talk.
Using their weight, so to speak, not against them, but in your favor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or when people say the word always or all, you could just say a verbal aikido.
I love those words, Joyce. You're taking all my words away.
Well, this is why we're such a good host and guest. But we don't have conflict.
I can't be sarcastic. I can't use always and never. Oh, never is another good one.
Well, yes, you can, but just call your family and have them tell me how
yeah,
I can help
yeah, that,
them.
That's not working out so well for
you.
Me.
So but verbal aikido works, and trust
I
do this in my own life because,
mm-hmm.
especially with relatives, it doesn't have to be just conflict at work. We have conflict at home.
Well, it's another way of using it. It's not in a conflict way, but if somebody is telling you something and they want you to, they think you should know, and maybe you should know, but you could say something like, would you mind telling me a little bit more about what you're thinking? Make sure I understand.
Yep, that's another way
of pulling
back.
Verbal aikido, isn't it?
Yeah, and another way is you can even agree with them. And I know sometimes your listeners may say, what's she talking about? When people sometimes say to me, am I so always energetic? I always say, hey, thanks for noticing. Have you ever noticed a professional speaker who's dull?
Mm-hmm. And not for long. They're not a professional speaker for long, right?
Right. But, I mean, agreeing with them even just knocks their socks off, and they say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to, all of these things, in other words, it protects you so you don't push back. Otherwise, the conflict continues, and mm-hmm. there's always someone that wins and loses. So I'm just mm-hmm. trying to, spread a couple of these secrets, and like you said, we have all 20 if your listeners want to sign up at the newsletter.
Give us, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead, tell us that, about the newsletter.
Okay, the newsletter, which is at joyceweiss.com, and when they sign up, on top, right on top, the first thing you'll say is, you'll see a sign-up newsletter, and this is the first time I'm saying it, I'm having 20 free short videos that people are going to be getting within the next couple weeks. It's almost totally ready to be launched. And
that's
all
free.
20 secrets. Oh, it's all free.
People
can use them at their meetings. It's going to be very exciting. The pilot has been great.
JoyceWeiss.com, W-E-I-S-S. Joyce, give us one more secret.
Another secret. Well, this is going to be so basic, but how about listening and not interrupting? And I'm being very, very serious about this. Because if we really listen when there's conflict, many times we're saying the same thing but in different ways. But because we're so busy thinking in our mind what we're going to say after the person says something, we're not listening.
Do you think this would work with my wife, Joyce?
I know her, and I know it well.
I'm not so sure. I never thought about using. I never thought about listening before. I wonder if that would work with her.
Well, I'm going to talk to her after the show, and then
that's all I need right there. That would be the coup de grace. Hey, JoyceWeiss.com, folks, check it out. Sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get all of her cool stuff, including the 20 secrets. You'll get the other 17 secrets that nobody else knows. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Call me anytime, Jim.
You got it. We'll see you next time. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Joyce joins us. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.